Morning. Turn your Bibles, please, to Romans chapter 1. And we are going to talk about the Lamb of God, the gospel. My job this morning is to prepare our hearts for the communion. And so we're going to talk about the good news. We're going to talk about the gospel. And, you know, we haven't heard a lot of good news lately. We've heard a lot of bad news. We've heard a lot of frightening news, some scary news, some anxiety-producing news, some scary, frightening. But we really haven't heard much good news. And that's what we're going to talk about here this morning. And, you know, it's odd to describe the death of a person as good news. But that's exactly what the death of Jesus Christ on the cross some 2,000 years ago was. It was good news. It didn't seem like good news at the time. It seemed like the end of the world. It seemed like bad news. It seemed like death and destruction and oppression. It seemed like that, but it wasn't. It was good news. The good news is that Jesus died on the cross. He was buried in a grave. And then on the third day, he was raised to life. And that's what everyone in here as a Christian puts our stock in. That's where we take our stand. We believe that. And that is the root of the Christian faith. And that's why we're here this morning. Now, Jesus died on the cross, but he died for everybody. Jesus died for all the people that have lived before us and that have died. Like 8,000 people a day die in America. Those 8,000 people that die yesterday, Jesus died for them. Jesus died for all the people that died in the Civil War, in the World Wars, in the Korean conflict, in the Renaissance, in the Middle Ages. He died for everybody that has ever lived and has died already. Jesus also died for everybody that's alive now. Every person on this earth, that's who Jesus died for. He died for all the people in America, all the people. He died for all the people in Canada. All the people in Mexico, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, India, Australia. He died for every living soul on this earth. Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, Paul begins his letter to the Romans. He says, Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God. The gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures. Regarding his son, who as to his human nature was a descendant of David, and who through the spirit of holiness was declared with power to be the son of God by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him and for his namesake, we receive grace and apostleship to call people from among all the Gentiles to the obedience that comes from faith. And you also are among those who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. It says that Jesus, in his human nature, was a descendant of David. He was a Jew, and that's where he came from. It says, in his spirit, he was declared to be the Son of God by the power of the resurrection. That was the proof. Jesus could have lived and died, and if he had not been resurrected, he would have been a great teacher, a great person to think back on and to contemplate his words and to meditate on what he said. But that's not what he did. Jesus was raised from the dead, and that's what makes him the Son of God. That's the proof of it. That's how we can know it for sure. Now, the good news, the gospel, is we see our sin. And this is what we're doing right now. We are stopping, and we're about to take the communion, which remembers the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus. We take his blood, we take his body, and we ingest it, and we think about our lives. We commune with God and with one another. And the good news is that when we see our sin and when we repent of our sin, that we receive the grace and the forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ. Now, imagine if the world took sin as seriously as we take the coronavirus. Wow, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. Look at this stuff we had to do just to get in the door. Yeah. We're wearing masks. We're wearing gloves. We're scouring everything. We're, you know, we've social distancing. We're taking this thing really seriously. Some not as seriously as others. But, you know, we've got on mask gloves. We've got hand sanitizers. We've got social distancing. You know, you have to be 6 feet apart. Okay, you know, the virus can travel 6 feet, but not 6 feet, 1 inch. It's just, and that's confusing. But, you know, science. It's confusing, though. So, you know, it's like we're taking this thing very seriously. You know, my favorite, and I think a lot of our favorites, is when you see the person driving along in their car by themselves wearing a mask. You know, it's like, I don't, you know, I mean, that person's taking it seriously. God bless them. I'm okay with that. But imagine if we took, and the world took, the sin of the world as seriously as we do the coronavirus. We would have to socially distance from sin. I can't get 6 feet away from sin, because if I get any closer, it's going to tractor beam me right on in, and I'll be sucked into it. And, you know, there's a lot of truth to that. But, you know, I don't think we're taking sin as seriously as we're taking the coronavirus. You know, mask and gloves. I am not going to allow anything to penetrate me. This evil virus, evil. The sin is just, I'm not going to ingest any sin. Not a hint of immorality. I mean, you know, if we were taking it really seriously, well, that's what we probably would do. I mean, we have to take a questionnaire before we come in here. What if you do that with your sin? Okay, before you get to come into church, let's fill out, okay, bros, how was your week, you know? Any pornography this week? Any lust? Any lying? Any greed? Check it off. Sign it. Date it. Take his temperature. You're in. You know, it's like, maybe. That's if we were taking it seriously. I think we're taking coronavirus more seriously than we're taking our sin. I mean, you know, as a nation, we're having to pause here and really think about the sin in our nation. Yeah, and as people, we're having to pause and think about the sin in our lives. And that's what this time here is all about. We're going to have a prayer. And then after that, you have the sanitized little crackers. And I actually like these crackers pretty well. They kind of melt on your tongue. I like that. And the juice. And you could take those. So As we take the communion, think about yourself. I'm going to think about me. You think about you, and let's decide that we're going to take our sin and our situation, we're going to take that as seriously as we do the coronavirus. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for your love. Thank you for this time to be together. Lord, thank you for Jesus, who in his human nature was a descendant of David, a Jew. Father, who by the Spirit was shown to be the Son of God by his resurrection from the grave. Father, 2,000 years ago, Jesus died, was buried, and was raised from the grave, and we are so thankful for that. God, we're thankful that every week we can stop and we can commune, we can communicate with you and with one another, and we can examine our lives, examine our hearts, and decide that we are going to be serious about avoiding sin, because that's what put Jesus on the cross. We love you. We pray for all these things. In the name of Jesus, amen.